KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
An application to force the Ministers of Health and Police as well as the KZN Health MEC to intervene in the blocking of foreign nationals from accessing public health facilities has been struck off the roll. The Southern Africa Refugee Organizations Forum approached the Durban High Court for an urgent interdict today. Protest groups, including Operation Dudula and March and March, have been manning the entrances of clinics and hospitals in KZN and Gauteng, demanding that people produce IDs before being let through. They claim undocumented migrants are the reason public health facilities are overburdened. Newswatch's Nishera Sudhial reports.
The Refugee Forum says it brought the application on behalf of documented asylum seekers and refugees. It claims that at some facilities, nurses have turned away foreign nationals who are in the country legally. The forum also alleges that police are refusing to help when approached. Yogesh Hulasi, the attorney representing both ministers and the MEC, has argued that the application for the interdict was brought against the wrong parties. He says it's the groups blocking access that should be interdicted. But the Refugee Forum's Eric Jean Batoki says it's all been happening under the watch of ministers and the MEC.
We don't think on our side that the March in March and Operation Dudula, they can operate inside or outside the hospital if the health department and the police, they do their work. We don't think that we directed our application to the wrong people because they are the ones who are mandated by the Constitution.
Nushera Sudhial, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban High Court.
Santaco says the recent murder of an e-hailing driver in Soweto highlights the urgent need to deal with lawlessness in the industry. Mthokozisi Mvelase from Ulundi was shot and his car torched with him in it outside Maponya Mall last week, just 3 days into his new job in Gauteng. The National Taxi Council's president, Mutlabane Tsebe, says they will support the family.
It is about families left broken. It is about communities that no longer feel safe in South Africa. As Santaco, we cannot remain silent. Any operator, driver, or member of our associations found to have been involved in this attack or any similar act of violence will be immediately expelled from our ranks. It's a promise that we are saying to our members, enough is enough. We cannot continue like this. We will support full prosecution and we will never defend or shield perpetrators.
And South Africans were a bit down last weekend. Experts say the country recorded one of the lowest national happiness levels for a Saturday this year due to sports events involving our national teams. On Friday, Bafana Bafana drew with Niger in the African Nations Champion Group C clash in Kampala. The following day, the Springboks suffered a 38-22 defeat to Australia despite leading 22-0 early in the game. Later on the day, the Proteas lost a T20 match against Australia. Professor Talita Greling from the University of Johannesburg leads the Gross Happiness Project. She says that sport contributes to the happiness of citizens.
Sports events can lift the mood or decrease the mood. And we actually know it, even if you're in the society, you move around, you can see that the excitement, for example, if it's a Soweto derby, in other words, big soccer games, you can feel that excitement. And afterwards, we can also see the effect of what the match outcome will have on happiness, especially if it's a big thing like a national team, because then you get support from all other South Africa, or if it's a team with a lot of supporters. For example, if Pirates play soccer, then you can see the change in the mood.
Durban and Pietermaritzburg, 21 tomorrow, Richards Bay, 24.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Keshav Maharaj takes 5 wickets as the Proteas beat Australia by 98 runs in the first ODI. Jesse Creel leads the Springboks as Rassie makes 10 changes to his team for this weekend's clash with the Wallabies. And Durban City face Golden Arrows in their first Betway Premiership KZN derby this evening.